Afternoon, I'm Alexandra Bright. A four-year-old boy has been found dead in suspicious circumstances in Brisbane's east. The discovery was made at a Cannon Hill home at 9:30 this morning. Police say there are no further details at this stage. Experts are warning talk of letting fans back into the footy is premature. There are reports AFL venues are exploring ways to allow capped numbers of spectators into matches this year, while the NRL wants fans in the stands in July. But Deputy Chief Health Officer Nick Coatsworth has told Nine that doesn't fit in with the government's plans.
Step three of our plan only has gatherings of 100 people, and that does not a footy crowd make, unfortunately.
The Royal Commission into the devastating bushfires has heard recovery efforts have been slow due to the coronavirus pandemic. Chair Mark Binskin says planning for future bushfire seasons has been interrupted, while the public also can't attend any of the Royal Commission hearings because of social distancing.
Members of the public would normally be welcome and indeed invited to attend Royal Commission hearings in person. However, that is not possible.
2 weeks of hearings began today. While the fate of the $51 million in bushfire relief raised by comedian Celeste Barber is today being determined by a Supreme Court judge, Barber selected the New South Wales RFS to receive the cash, not knowing laws prevented it from being shared with volunteers and other charities. He may be 35, but West's Tigers star Benji Marshall isn't ruling out going around again next year. Marshall's in good shape heading into the relaunch season with the Tigers taking on the Sharks on Saturday.
My main priority is getting through. Obviously, it's 18 weeks in a row, which is a big effort. So if I can get through 18 weeks in a row, I'll probably assess it after that. But for now, my priority is just getting through that.
And the AFL has confirmed Collingwood and Richmond will kick off the season restart at the MCG Thursday, June 11.